Jim Banks, Iran is so much weaker today than what they were a year ago. By Jeff Poor on June 16, 2026. Monday, during an appearance on Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle, Senator Jim Banks, RN, spoke favorably about an agreement brokered between the Trump administration and the Iranian government. The Indiana Republican acknowledged that after the U.S. military action, Iran as a threat was much weaker than before. Senator, I want to get your top line on the deal. The direction it's going, and certainly the wind behind the president's back going into the G7 discussions in these coming days, guest host Jason Chaffetz said. Banks replied, well, I'm pleased, I'm optimistic. We don't know the full scope of the deal, and we won't until Friday. But the fact of the matter is, Jason, is that Iran is so much weaker today than what they were a year ago. What President Trump and our military have done to decimate Iran's military, weaken their economy, they won't be able to come back from that for a long time. If they keep up their end of the deal, this is a big win. Not just for America, but for Europe, for the rest of the world. But on the other hand, if they don't, if they renege on the deal, if they betray this deal, Donald Trump is in the Oval Office for another 2.5 years. And there will be hell to pay for the Iranians if they don't hold up their end of whatever the deal is that's ultimately signed. I think that's a big piece of all of this that's been missing in the mainstream media today, he added. President Trump will hold them accountable if they don't end up their end of the deal. They know what that looks like. That's a lot different than dealing with Barack Obama or Joe Biden, who they were not afraid of. They know what's on the other end of the stick if they don't end up there into the deal, and that's why I'm mostly optimistic. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.